nuclear energy is one of the most important options in terms of low carbon energy for electricity. And technology is advancing, you know, it's making it more safer, increasing efficiency, as I mentioned before. And all this, don't forget that we still have technological challenges with renewables. So there is a big role for nuclear because they can complement the energy grid, they can provide the sustainability and the resilience that we talk about.
Hello, this is the Weekly Tradecast, a podcast brought to you by UN Trade and Development. I'm Sarah Toms. We're exploring how major events are shaping trade and development and how that affects billions of people around the world. This week, we're looking at nuclear power and its part in our energy future. As the environmental impact grows of burning oil, gas, and coal, many countries are moving towards more sustainable and renewable sources of energy. Wind and solar power are popular choices because they use resources that are clean and abundant. But there are challenges around storing that energy for use when the wind isn't blowing and the sun isn't shining. Some experts and countries see nuclear energy as an answer, arguing that it's clean, green, and more reliable than renewables. Plans include extending the life of existing nuclear power stations and even building new ones. At the same time, the disaster at Fukushima in Japan in 2011 and other nuclear accidents are reminders of the long-term dangers of radioactivity. Joining me now to look at nuclear power and its part in a sustainable energy mix is economist Claudia Contreras, who specialises in trade, the ocean economy and the environment. Claudia likes watching movies and going for walks with her two young children. She wants to leave them and future generations with a better world to live in and enjoy. Well, welcome back to the show, Claudia. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Sarah, for having me.
Now, as economies demand more energy, ever more energy, what are the main benefits, challenges, and risks of nuclear power specifically?
Well, you're right. Economies are demanding every year more energy based on the increased population, the more economic development, particularly in developing countries. At the same time, countries are doing their efforts for achieving the climate goals and keeping the goals of the Paris Agreement. So we are working, they're all working in the energy transition. So that there is a lot of increased demand for energy. So nuclear energy is considered part of the solution to reduce carbon emissions. You know, for some countries, even increasing their nuclear power capacity is central to achieving the net zero commitment. Even at COP28, more than 20 countries signed a declaration to work together to triple the energy production by 2050, which is a lot, you know. And there are several benefits of nuclear energy. First is a low carbon emission technology. Despite it is not a renewable energy, nuclear energy produces very low greenhouse emissions during operation. So this can be a big contribution to reducing emissions and advancing the mitigation efforts of countries. On the other hand, it's high energy density, what it means that you need a little bit of nuclear energy to make a lot of energy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that is more efficient. You know, you can do much more than fossil fuels, for sure. Mm-hmm. And it can give you a steady and reliable power supply, which is what is many researchers consider the main opportunity, because nuclear energy can contribute and can complement these renewable sources, providing stability to the system. That is why it's very relevant for the energy transition.
You talked a bit about the benefits. What about the risks? Because obviously there are concerns about radioactivity.
Okay, there are challenges in the implementing, in installing a nuclear plant, first of all. You know, it's very high intensive in high capital. It takes forever. It takes a lot of time to build nuclear plants, so that, and there's risk of delays. So we can't even, a decade can take to produce one. Then you have the political acceptance and the public support because of the safety concerns. And there is the waste management of residuals. It's also very relevant. Then, of course, the risk. There are risks associated with the safety and environmental concerns. There are also risks associated with the supply of the uranium and the technologies that are needed for the nuclear energy. And because this mineral is produced only in a few countries. Then is the risk of nuclear proliferation, especially in the context of geopolitical instability. And there's also the risk associated with climate change, because you can have, for example, nuclear plants that require water, and now we have facing water scarcity. So they can have also suffer from climate change, even though they contribute to the solution.
Is nuclear energy truly green and sustainable then? And how is the technology evolving for the future?
Well, nuclear energy is a low emission energy, but it's not renewable. You know, so it's not like sun and wind that you can get that you can use and get again. You know, this takes a lot of it's a mineral that is limited resources. But can nuclear energy generate radioactive waste that requires good treatment and processing? So there is a sustainability issue. But there is a lot of technological progress that is happening today. And also don't forget that all technologies and all sources of energies have their own risk. So that doesn't mean that only nuclear energy has issues, okay? And the technologies are really focusing today in making increasing efficiency and increasing safety and improving sustainability. There's a new generation of reactors that support, for example, fuel recycling that contributes to waste management. They're focusing in using less fuel to have more energy that also contributes to, having a lower impact in the environment. Mm-hmm. There is also research now in developing this kind of, this called small modular reactors. They have a smaller capacity, and these are like big promises for, developing countries that could really make a change and increase the potential use of this technology in nuclear energy in some countries. This type of small reactors are smaller, so they need less space, and they need less cooling water, so also that helps to reduce the risk. And they're modular, they could reduce the cost, so it could be more easily to escalate. This potential solution can also contribute to decarbonization.
So where should nuclear energy then fit into the energy mix and what that we need now and also in the future?
Well, here it's important to acknowledge that the energy mix of countries depends on several factors, in terms of the natural resources they have, the capital, the capacities, how is their grid, how electrified it is. So that depends for each country. Today, nuclear energy represents around 10% of the world's electricity. It is the fourth main source after coal, gas, and hydro. Renewable is still far behind. Mm-hmm. So for regions that, for example, don't have hydroelectric potential, nuclear energy is one of the most important options in terms of low carbon energy for electricity. Mm-hmm. Actually, in 2023, there were more than 400 nuclear reactors operating in over 30 countries, and actually around 60 nuclear plants are under construction. So it's a big option for many countries. And these plants will last 40, 60 years, so we're going to have nuclear plants for a long time. And technology is advancing, it's making it more safer, increasing efficiency, as I mentioned before. And all this, don't forget that we still have technological challenges with renewables. So there is a big role for nuclear because they can complement the energy grid, they can provide the sustainability and the resilience that we talk about.
Now, so you mentioned the opportunities, but what about specifically for developing countries? Will they be able to take advantage of nuclear power?
Well, they are. There are nuclear plants in developing countries. They are in China, in India, in even Latin America, Brazil, in Mexico, in Argentina. Even in South Africa, there is one. There's one in construction in Turkey. So some countries are exploring these smaller nuclear reactors that could be a good option for them if they become economically feasible and they are deployed in the end. But to see whether we're going to have countries, developing countries exporting or not, that's a case-by-case decision because there is no one-size-fits-all solution here. For example, to have electricity trade, you need to have interconnected electricity grids. Okay, so if you are not connected, you cannot even trade electricity. You need to invest a lot in infrastructure. You need to invest in having the capacities to have the technology. Then you have many other developing countries, for instance, that they have opportunities and comparative advantage in renewable energies. So for them, maybe it's better to invest there and continue increasing the availability and the deployment of wind and solar energy. And then maybe using nuclear small reactors if they become available widely to increase the reliability of their system. Actually, what we need is a lot of investment in infrastructure, either for nuclear if countries decide to go that way, or for renewables if they decide to do different, or a combination of both. But the important thing is we all need to decarbonize. As long as we go there, countries choose whatever is best for them. We need to continue supporting the advancement of nuclear technology. There's a lot of countries that are doing this. They have plans to increase the efficiency, the safety, and the reducing waste, to increase sustainability. And it's important also to consider that we need to solve the technological challenges that we still have with renewables in terms of reliability and resilience of the energy grid. Also, nuclear technology, it might become economically feasible for countries, so why then say no to that? No, and can contribute, as we talked before, can contribute to the energy and to the energy grid, and can provide. Even there are some technological developments that they think that technology and nuclear energy can help to produce industrial processes, can help to produce hydrogen, the production of hydrogen, or green hydrogen, which is also good. And even there's some research that they say not considering nuclear energy will make achieving the Paris goals more expensive. So that means that we cannot just say no to that. Technology is better, things are improving, so it's part of the solution, especially for many, many countries.
Thank you so much for that. That was UN Trade and Development's Claudia Contreras, who was this week's guest. Tune into the weekly Tradecast next week and every week for more insights on the most pressing issues around the world of trade and development. And there's even more on our website, unctad.org. I'm Sarah Thomas in Geneva. Goodbye for now.